You're listening to SBS News.
Midnight Oil's hit song, The Dead Heart, shone a light on the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians and stolen land.
White man can't talk everyone.
Now, more than three decades after its release, the track has been covered for the first time in traditional language. Female prisoners at Western Australia's Eastern Goldfields Regional Prison recorded the song as part of a music therapy and rehabilitation program. The rendition was produced and mixed by Midnight Oil guitarist Jim Magini at his Sydney studio.
It just holds a real place in my heart, you know, because it's just so beautifully expressed, and whatever they did there in the prisons was extraordinary. So I've actually played it to the boys in Midnight Oil, and they're all just blown out by how gorgeous the voices are and how well expressed.
Magini, who co-wrote the original lyrics, said this version of the song adds a whole new dimension.
I think that's really important too, that they're singing in their own native tongues, and it has a sense of mystery about it to white fellas like me. I don't quite know what they're talking about, but I get the feeling really strongly. And hearing that lyric, the lyric I'm very familiar with, obviously, being sung by these women in language just blows me away. It's just a wonderful thing.
The group also recorded five original songs in language, telling stories of homeland, family and forgiveness. One performer, Bettina, said music helped her express her emotions.
I'm a musician. I love my performings. Yeah, I perform too. The music, the lyrics, the songs from Midnight Oil, you know. So we have to do it in our way, blackfella way. When I finished singing it, that hit me. That hit me. That, like, touched me. You know, it hit me hard.
Project facilitator Angela Leach says the experience boosted the women's confidence and improved their reading and writing.
It's really exciting to be able to help these women be able to leave here and know that they have a really valuable skill. They're not musicians, you know, and they've just vulnerably stepped in and just put their hearts out there and made this album, so I'm really proud of them.
It's been a new learning experience that could be a lifelong passion for many. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.